kau tahu bahwa kau segalanya. Ku pun merasa berjanjilah pada diriku selamanya. Rasa cinta, cinta yang tumbuh di setiap saat. Kalau kisah bagi sayang nyata, agar semua tak berakhir. Semua kisah terlukis indah, kau dan aku kan selalu menyatu. Dibikinkan hati kita berdua. Semua kisah terlukis indah, kau dan aku kan selalu menyatu. Dibikinkan hati kita berdua.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. RRI Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Manpower Minister Yasir Li emphasized that inclusivity, or ensuring no one is left behind, continues to be the main principle in formulating national manpower policies. In an official statement here on Monday, he underlined the principle aligns with the characteristics of welfare state, where the government ensures equitable access to employment and work protections for its citizens. Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Nurofik urged national collaboration through cross-sectoral actions to address the issue of plastic waste. He remarked that plastic waste is not just an environment issue, it is a crisis that threatens our ecosystem, health, and future. He said that in the World Environment Day Expo and Forum in Jakarta on Sunday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
If Voice of Indonesia is from Indonesia to the world, if it's for someone you love, it's not only from Indonesia to the world. It's no matter where it's from or what it will be, you will follow them, right? And I'm going to play you a song. It's for someone that you love very dearly, and it's a very iconic song from Indonesia. It's a very classic one. It's Untukku from Kahitna. But let's talk a bit about this song. The song is from the album Lebih Dari Sekedar Cantik, released on 2010, and it's about how when you really love someone, nothing can really separate you guys. It doesn't matter if you have to go to the end of the world or even you have to go travel 7 of the oceans. If it's meant to be, if you are meant to be mine, you are going to be mine. So please enjoy Untukku by Kahitna.
Di saat engkau di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti kau kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku yakin masa berani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijar, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Di mana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku, hanya untukku. Di saat engkau di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Namun bintang kan tunjukkan duku pada dirinya. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra,
of Indonesia. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi. jangan kau ganggu, biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya, karena dia berikan aku pertanda juga. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi.
Dia untukku, dia untukku,
dia milikku,
dia milikku.
Biarlah nanti, biarlah saja, biarkan aku mendekatinya.
Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya, karena dia
berikan aku pertanda juga. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang lain, dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh, dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya, gak tahu gimana. Menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta, aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa. Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan, berdampingan tidak buru-buru, gandeng tangan. Aku pernah kehilangan ketakutan, lalu kau terangkan bahwa itu bahagia. Dari cara hidup berpasangan, kau memang dari planet-planet yang lain. Ku yakin dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang seperti.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
I'll be playing you a feature, or is it too early for a feature, said the audience. So now I'm gonna play you a song who's very hit, and when I was still in junior high school, it's from Ungu featuring Andin, entitled Saat Bahagia. Enjoy.
Berdua denganmu hanyalah berdua. bersamamu.
Mungkin aku terlanjur tak sanggup jauh dari dirimu. Ku ingin engkau selalu
tuk jadi milikku. Ku ingin engkau mampu. Ku ingin engkau selalu temani diriku sampai akhir hayatmu, meskipun itu hanya terucap dari mulutmu,
dari dirimu
yang terlanjur mampu bahagiakan aku hingga ujung waktuku.
Satupun yang mampu merubah rasaku untukmu.
Ku ingin engkau selalu untuk jadi milikku. Ku ingin engkau mampu. Ku ingin engkau selalu bisa temani diriku sampai akhir hayatmu, meskipun itu hanya terucap
dari mulutmu.
Dari dirimu
yang terlanjur mampu bahagiakan aku hingga ujung waktuku.
Thank you. deep into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Siap? One, two, three, Ingatkah kan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku? Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku. Izinkan aku untuk terakhir kalinya semalam saja bersamamu, mengenang asmara kita.
Dan Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post, debu, gitu kan. I looked down and it
pas
was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Selasa, Rabu, only smoke Kamis, on Monday, Jumat, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday
Kamis,
evening, the big eruption happened.
Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday,
Kamis,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar,
but on Monday, Tuesday, keburu, Wednesday, Thursday occurred getaran, overflow, getaran, smoke, getaran, and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and vibrant. If we stored water burr, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, that is volcanology dust or hara elements, which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant's growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air galunggung itu,
before galunggung erupted, its premium product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
galunggung rice,
beras
which is produced from galunggung border,
mana
is premium.
Ada sebagian
one,
beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product
sekian
is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality
Cianjur
of the rice. The soaking rice here from
kedua,
1 quintal reaches
ini,
50 until 60 kilograms.
Really,
the soaking rice can produce much.
Itu
if used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mah kan ada yang kelaparan kan, di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of you. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services.